Thank you for listening to the official podcast of Live Church Orlando, where we encourage you to live your life His way. For more information about Live Church and other resources, please visit livechurchorlando.com.
We're going to talk today about the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Bible calls it, and the Holy Spirit. This is such a vast topic to try to cover. Even theologians and those who study have not really completed it in its entirety because it's still a mystery in and of itself. But we're going to come from one perspective today. And of course, as you continue to live with us month after month, week after week, year after year, we'll unpack it more and more. So this is not everything concerning the Holy Ghost. I don't think you can really give everything of anything when you're talking about God because He's from everlasting. Yeah, to everlasting. So any subject we talk about in church is just a cool perspective for that week. But it's never you go from glory to glory and from faith to faith. So anytime you hear a word from God, just kind of add it to what you already know and then open up to receive more, even in that same area. But today we're going to talk about the Holy Ghost. Woo! Now, I'm Pentecostal. My roots is Pentecostal. So this Sunday to me is like, I know everybody's not like that because I feel it. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. I'm not judging you guys. But, you know, Pentecost Sunday in a Pentecostal church. Anybody got Pentecostal roots in here? So y'all know what I'm talking about. We don't play with Pentecost Sunday. We come in like, it's bigger than Easter. Because this is the last promise before the last promise, which is Him returning. They promised the deliverer, Moses, came. They promised the Savior, Jesus, came. They promised He would die, He died. They promised He would rise, He rose. They promised He'll send the Comforter. They promised He'll send the Holy Ghost. He sent the Holy Ghost. The last promise is Him returning. So this is like as significant as Him dying and rise. It's a promise fulfilled. You understand what I'm saying? There's only one more promise after this, and that's the rapture. Woo! This is one of the biggest promises that the people of God waited on. They waited on Moses. Well, they didn't know it was Moses. But we waited for a deliverer. We waited for a Savior. We wait. Now they waited for the Holy Ghost. It happened. This is a fulfillment of God's promise. Are you hearing me? So we're going to talk about that this morning. It's 12 o'clock. How did that happen, y'all? I like that. I'm going to cut my time in half. Amen. Today's topic is supernatural. Woo! Tell your neighbor, I am. Supernatural. Yeah. Tell the other one, you can be natural all you want. Yeah. I choose supernatural. If there was a choice, why wouldn't you? If you had a choice between natural and supernatural live, what would you choose? So I pray we choose that this morning. Amen? Yeah. All right, let's get into it. First scripture of the day. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Let it fall on good ground in Jesus' name. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. We should not hold promises lightly, guys. I know promises seem lightweight because it's not in our face. It hasn't happened yet. And, you know, oh, that's just a promise. We shouldn't flag the promises of God because faithful is He that promised. You should base the weight of the promise on the one who gave it. Always base the weight of the promise on the one who gave the promise. If your cousin said, I'll be there by 8, you like, you be there at 8:39 because of the one who promised. Are you hearing me? But if God makes a promise, He's not as good as His word, He is His word. Did y'all hear? My dad used to say that all the time. He's not as good as His word. He is His word. So it has to happen. So we have these great and precious promises that by these ye might be partakers of the what? Divine nature. Say it again. Divine nature. I'm going to get y'all out of here. You're going to be able to catch key keys and all that, okay? Divine nature. This is the whole, the scripture I start with is going to be the theme throughout the whole rest of the sermon. Divine nature is what we're talking about. That's kind of a paradox. It's kind of an oxymoron. It's kind of like jumbo shrimp. I tried. I'm tired. I told y'all I got up at 4. I'm warming up. I'm warming up. Give me a minute. Divine nature. That's kind of weird because when you think natural, you think earthly, you think worldly, but then divine, you think heavenly, celestial, all of that. So God has given us this infusion of divine nature. So now you are a new creature. Y'all understand what I'm saying, right? Yeah, so you have to understand that you have a new nature, a new normal. New normal. Kids normally lie. It's just in their natural package. Did you eat the cookie? No. Crumbs all on the, just under the eye. How do you get crumbs under your eye? So they naturally lie. They naturally manipulate. Dad, can I get a, no. Well, Mom said I could have, you know, they manipulate. This is, all these things are in the flesh package that you don't have to study. Kids don't have to practice lying. It's just in them. It's in our natural, it's in our natural makeup. But when you get born again, I feel like running real quick. When you're born again, you have new naturals. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? You have new what comes naturally. You have new reflexes. I used to slap you in your mouth, but now for some reason, I hold my peace. Y'all, and I let the Lord fight my battle. For some reason, I got a new reflex. Y'all quiet over here. I used to cuss, but I say Jesus now for some reason. When I get in a car accident, another word comes out because I have a new, y'all, a new nature. You have to exercise that. They say that, go to the next screen. They say that these superheroes are to be respected. I was watching this this clip on the Wonder Woman movie that came out. They were talking about the reviews, all right? So they mentioned these people, and I wanted to bring it up really quick. Iron Man. I done said Jesus. Ain't nobody say nothing. I'm going to start an Iron Man church. Iron Man. Powerful. Don't play with him. To be respected. Next to him, I don't know who that is. That Black Cat? Black Panther. Okay, I'm sorry. Do you want to come help me announce these people? Black Widow, is that her at the top? You don't know. Okay, Captain America, all these people. Spider-Man is to be respected. He ain't nothing to play with. These are superheroes. These ain't regular people. These are superheroes. You gotta respect their power. Next one. Look at that, the Hulk. Don't play with me. The Incredible Hulk ain't nothing to play with. They was like, but they have an army. Iron Man said, we have a Hulk. Remember that? Okay. Nobody remembers that part. Fantastic Four. They're incredible. Batman and Robin. These people ain't nothing to play with. They said they are to be respected, but to a certain limit. They said the ultimate person is next. Superman. They said he gets ultimate respect. Although all the other superheroes are to be respected and they ain't nothing to play with and I wouldn't fight them in the alley by myself, but they are being respected to a limited level. But Superman is to be honored above them all. And I'm like, why are they saying this? Like, he's Jesus. What's going on? They said because all the other ones, good God Almighty, were made into superheroes. They got involved in some chemicals and something happened and now I'm the Hulk. Spider-Man got bit and now I'm Spider-Man. But Superman was born. Why am I shouting off Superman? He was born Superman. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? So his pedigree is from a different place. His power is from a different realm. He didn't become super. He was born super. And God told me to tell you today, you're not becoming supernatural. You're born again. I feel like running. He's not adding super to your natural. He's not adding it. You're born supernatural. Born again. You're born in this thing. Are you hearing me? You are born in it. You're born in it. Your pedigree is from another realm. Your strength is drawn from another realm. Don't add his super to your natural. Be totally born again. Would you want to be a caterpillar with wings or just a butterfly?
No, think about it. Think about what I'm saying. Most of us will settle for being a caterpillar with wings. Let's just add another dimension to who I already am. No, replace me with you. Somebody say, Lord, replace me with you. All right, next. Let's talk about it. He says, and I will pray the Father. Here goes Jesus talking. And he shall give you another comforter. He's saying, I got to go. If I don't leave, the Holy Spirit will not come. All right. So this is my assignment. My assignment is up. The Holy Spirit is coming now, that he may be with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. For it beholdeth him not, neither knoweth him. Ye know him, for he abideth with you and shall be in you. Okay. He says the world receives him not because they don't know him, but you know him. Hold on. First of all, he said, he shall give you another comforter, which means he's on the way. How do I already know him if I've never met him? How do I know the Holy Spirit if I never met the Holy Spirit? Jesus is saying, you know him, for he abideth with you. He's talking about himself. Let me break this down slowly, because here's the mystery, right? Here's the mystery right here. Old Testament is spirit upon man. The Spirit came upon Samson. Spirit came upon Elijah. Spirit came upon different people for different purposes. Spirit came upon them, up on them, right? New Testament, Spirit with them. Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus was Holy Ghost with them. Are y'all with me? I'm walking it slow. Old Testament on us. New Testament with us. Now Testament in us. Woo! For the first time in the history of the universe, the power and spirit of the living God is inside of man. For the first time. But it's funny that he said, I will send you a comforter. Because God understands how contrary this world is to his ways. So out of all the things he could have named the Holy Spirit, he chose comforter. Not the remover of problems. Not the settler of storms is coming. The storm ender is coming after me. No, the comforter. Because you're going to go through some stuff. Quiet over here. Let me stay over here. Yeah, this Holy Ghost ain't going to remove no problems. But it's going to give you strength, wisdom, and comfort in it. Why out of all things God is saying I'm sending a comforter? That must mean life about to hit you upside the head. But I already prayed that your faith fail not. Comforter out of all things. Let's look at the progression of the connection. The progression of the connection. Comforter. Okay. The progression of the connection. Jesus first called his disciples or followers servants. Follow me. Follow me. Servants. Then they progressed to friends. This is the closest level of intimacy we see in human relationships. Friends. I know we think family is the closest level of intimacy or closeness, but friends is actually, the Bible says there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. What manner of man is this that he shall lay down his life for a friend? A friend is even closer than family. You got friends that know things about you that your family don't. I know blood connects you, but you choose your friends. Some of y'all wish you can unchoose some family members. And you ain't saying nothing because you're sitting next to them right now. You can't unchoose family. So a friend is someone who you choose to have certain access to you. You choose to allow them to have certain closeness to you. You share certain secrets. You share certain stories. You know what I mean? They're in intimate spaces. They see you when you're on your couch chilling. They see a friend is someone you choose. So that's the closest level of intimacy. So the disciples went from servant, look at this, to friends. Then he says, go tell my brothers. After he rose, go tell my brethren, right? The last one is brethren, because he said, I done shed blood now. We family. When he rose, he said, we blood now.
But what he's saying is we're family. In other words, we're going to go through some stuff together. Family get on your nerves. You don't understand family all the time. You bump heads sometimes. You disagree sometimes. You wrestle. You wrestle. So he's saying we family now. And you can celebrate that, like, yeah, God is family, you know. But that means we're going to go through some stuff and you ain't going to have nothing to say about it because we blood. That's why you need the comforter, because we family now. I might do something that might rub you the wrong way. And you ain't got no choice because you can't get rid of me because we family. And ain't nothing going to separate me from loving you. Tell somebody we family now. Ups and downs, ins and out. We're family now. We're connected by the blood. And the next scripture says, now we're talking about the Holy Spirit. Well, we're still talking about the Holy Spirit. Or know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which ye have from God, and ye are not your own. Somebody say, I'm not my own. Say it louder, I'm not my own. Your body is the temple or the house of the Holy Spirit. Isn't that incredible? The Holy Spirit chooses to live inside of you. How many of y'all know you got to be comfortable when you choose where you live? You got to like where you live. If you had all the money in the world and you chose a house, God is all powerful and he chooses us to live in. Isn't that exciting? For we are bought with the price. You're not your own. You are bought with the price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. Wow. Okay, so with his blood, he purchased us. Coming to grips with this fact, you got to know that your body is not your own, but is bought with a high price, actually. So we now house the Holy Spirit in our temple. So now you got to bring your body under subjection to the word of God. That's one side. But the other side is the Holy Ghost lives on the inside of me. Do you know how excited you would be if Oprah lived on your block? If Oprah lived in Orlando, that would be the first thing you say. Like, hey, man, where you from? I'm from Orlando. Oprah lived there. That's the first thing you say. You introduce yourself to somebody. How you doing? Oprah lived where I'm from. You good? My name is Ty. Oprah lives in my city. We'll be so excited that someone of prestige or success lives where we live. How much more? Oh, my God. How much more excited should we be that the Holy Spirit lives inside of us? Not our block, not our city, inside of us. Woo, that's something to get excited about. God himself living on the inside. So now the next one says, John baptized with water. But ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Now, first of all, Liv, let's not be afraid to say Holy Ghost. I know Progressive Church is Holy Spirit. And that's great. Same thing. But yeah, that ain't wrong. Ghost is what it says. It ain't wrong. We like try to be politically correct and say Holy Spirit. That's not, the Bible says Holy Ghost. Don't be scared to say that. And that might not be a big deal to y'all, and I hope it's not. I just want to say that. You shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. But you shall receive, somebody say, power. Woo! After the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Samaria, that's hometown, and in Jerusalem, and in all in Jerusalem, hometown, and all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto all the uttermost parts of the earth. So the Holy Ghost comes into your life so you can be witnesses, so you can have power to be witnesses that Jesus is real. Power to be witnesses that his spirit is real. Not to lay, ooh, I got power. Come here, let me lay hands on you. Let me speak in tongues all day. No, no, no. You should be a witness that the Holy Ghost works. It changed me. It changed my family. It's changing me right now. Are you a witness in here? Tell somebody, I'm a witness. Say it again, I'm a witness. Woo! And I love this. Well, let me just keep going. Let me keep going. Let me give you all these scriptures. It is written in scriptures. Look at this. Eye has not seen. No eye has ever seen this. No one has ever heard about it. No one has ever imagined what God has prepared for them that love them. We heard it like this. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. Neither has it entered into the hearts of man the things that God has prepared for us. Is anybody excited to receive from God things that eyes haven't seen? Can you imagine? Ears haven't heard. Neither has it entered. Man has a vast imagination, but God is saying, I'm going to surpass past man's imagination. I'm going to bless your socks off because you love me. So eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men the things that God has prepared. But the next verse says, but, King James says, but it has been revealed to us through the Spirit. Hold on. So we like that ignorance, and I don't mean in a negative way, I mean literally not knowing. We like that eyes haven't seen, God about to bless me, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, I don't know what he's about to do. The Bible says the Spirit has showed it to us. So for some of us, I know what he's about to do. You don't. People who don't have the Spirit can't comprehend your ambition. They can't comprehend your drive because you see something on another realm that they can't comprehend. Stop trying to explain yourself to people who aren't spiritual. The Holy Ghost is showing me something about my life. So if I don't match your lifestyle, so be it. I'm living on another realm. It's been revealed to us by the Spirit. Don't be ashamed to be weird sometimes to people. He shows us these things through the Spirit. Somebody say, I need the Spirit. I need the Spirit. The Spirit knows all things, even the deep secrets of God. Do y'all see this Bible? This is why we need the Spirit. Keep going. I'm going to break it down right here. It's like this. No one knows the thoughts that another person has. Only a person's spirit that lives in him knows his thoughts. So y'all sitting up here looking at me like, wow, that word. Some of y'all like, them pants so skinny. How he so skinny? But only you know that. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You're looking at me, you're smiling, you're receiving a word, but you're like, how he so skinny? Do he even eat? Your spirit knows your thoughts. I'm making a joke, but I'm making a point. You understand what I'm saying? You can be smiling, hey Cindy, how you doing? Why she wearing them earrings? Good to see you, girl. You could be saying one thing and thinking an additional thing. It don't have to be the opposite, but you're thinking more than what you're expressing. So when God expresses himself in the earth, he's thinking more than what he's expressing. I know God's saying, I'm gonna bless you, but the Spirit knows what he's thinking. I know God says, I love you, but the Spirit knows what he's thinking. I need the Spirit so I can know what God is. I don't want him looking at me smiling, but in the back of God's head. Only a man's spirit knows his thoughts. It's the same with God. No one knows the thoughts of God. Only the Spirit of God. Are y'all hearing me? Only the Spirit of God knows his thoughts. And he gave us his spirit so we can know his thoughts. What does God think about what I'm going through? Not only what did he say. The scriptures tell me what he says. Spirit tells me. Y'all, man. Spirit tells me what he thinks. I need the Spirit because I need to know the mysteries of God. He's not alienating himself from us. He's giving us access to his deepest thoughts through the Spirit. Excuse me. You ever talk to somebody, you met them for the first time, you're like, something ain't right about them. That's God's mind. Y'all quiet. That's God's mind warning you. Don't even get too close. Don't even get too tied up. You ain't even got to exchange numbers. Just say, it was nice meeting you, and be out. I need the mind of God. I need his thoughts. I need his wisdom. I need the Holy Ghost. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Hey. 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 I need to know what God thinks about my relationships. I need to know what God thinks about my friendships. I need to know that Mahoshi. I need to know what God thinks. It's not a mystery that's too far from us. It's in us. He's in us. You have access to the mysteries of God through the Spirit. That's why the Holy Ghost is necessary. It ain't for church. You don't need the Holy Ghost for church. I need the Holy Ghost so when I...
We could do praise dance classes, and I'll teach you that. It's one, two, one, two, one, two, one. Bounce your shoulder, bounce your shoulder, bounce your shoulder, bounce your shoulder. Put a little sweat on it, put a little sweat, put a little sweat. I can teach you that. I can teach you that. But people made that the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise him, praise him. That ain't that's a dance. You can dance in the spirit. I'm not saying that. But that's not what the Holy Ghost is for. If I needed the Holy Ghost to dance, then the club must be saved. Why do I not go to clubs? They must got the Holy Ghost because they all dance there. I don't need the Holy Ghost to know how to dance. I need the Holy Ghost to know the mind of God. What's in the back of your head when you see my life? What's in the back of your head when you look at my marriage? What's in the back of your head when you see my decisions? What do you think about my life? Woo! Woo! What do you think? So the Holy Ghost, I heard Bishop Jake say it's not just power. Let's not just limit him to power. Because electricity is power. Turn the lights on. Turn the keyboard on. Thank you, love. Thank you. Turn the bass amp on. That's power. The Holy Ghost is not just power, it's intelligence. Water is water and wind is power. You know what I mean? Electricity is power, but electricity can't think. Electricity can't advise you. Electricity can't reveal God's secrets to you. The Holy Ghost ain't just power and energy, it's intelligence. He's intelligence. Woo! And intelligence is different from education. No, spirit didn't learn. It knows. He knows. He didn't. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? The Holy Ghost didn't learn the things of God through study. The Holy Ghost knows through oneness the mind of God. I feel like running. Your mind don't have to learn you. Your mind is you. I'm trying to relax. Hope this ain't too much. He is the spirit of wisdom. This is what I wanted to get to, and I'm going to try to move fast. The Holy Ghost is the spirit of wisdom. It helps me navigate storms. He helps me navigate storms. Stop losing your mind in a storm. You might lose stuff, but don't lose you. I'm going to say it to this side. In a storm, you might lose stuff, but don't lose you. Stop losing your mind just because you lose friends. Stop losing your mind just because you lose things. The devil is a liar. Those things are not you. Those people are not you. I know y'all don't get this down here, but up north in the fall, the leaves fall off the tree, but the tree don't die. Just because you lose some leaves don't mean you lost your life. You can grow again. Ah! Tell your neighbor, I can grow again. I might have lost some leaves and friends, but God is about to restore the years. The Holy Ghost helps me navigate storms because I will lose it. He helps me balance success. So in a low place, he helps me navigate. In a high place, he helps me stay humble. Y'all, I got to get out of here, man. He alerts us. He warns us. And let's stop. I said this a while back here at Live. Well, let me say it again because all these new people are here. Let's stop giving so much credit to something. The name something. Something told me not to. What you're admitting is, I know that's not my normal thoughts, but you refuse to give that glory to the Holy Ghost.
You might have more power than what you think. If something told you not to do it, you better say, thank God for the Holy Ghost. He gave me wisdom to not go there because I would have. Has anybody had a something told me moment? Well, lift your hand and say, thank God for the Holy Ghost. I mean, wave it like you nay-nay and thank God for. You think you don't have the Holy Ghost if something told you? That's a warning from God himself. The mind of God warned you of future destruction. It's actually prophetic. I feel like I gotta stop right there because that's too far. It's prophetic. It's a warning of future destruction. And if you obey it and then you see the destruction, thank God. But you got a prophecy without hearing a prophet. Because you got the Holy Ghost and he is wisdom. You got a prophecy without hearing a prophet. He knows the mind of God. He goes beyond our natural intellect. We go beyond our natural intellect accessing content that's pertinent to the situation at hand. When you function in the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit, you access intelligence beyond our intellect that's pertinent or relevant to our situation at hand. You hit it spot on every time. Spot on. Relevant means right, spot on. Somebody say, oh, you're so relevant. That means you hitting it right. You hitting right on the pulse. You ain't around it. You hitting it right on the nose. How many of y'all are ready to live spot on? Like, I don't want to live around the truth. I almost did it right. I want to be, Lord, acknowledge him in all your, and he will. Holy Ghost, intelligence, wisdom. It's going to get gooder. Are y'all ready? Oh, it's only getting gooder. My pants is unfolding and everything. I feel Jesus. But when you're not of this world, you don't care. You don't care about your clothes when you function in a different realm. You don't care about your hair when you function in a different realm. When you care too much about how, oh God, I question your other realm if you're so conscious about this realm. Which realm is more important to you? I don't care how I look here. Oh my Lord. It's intellect. It's God's intellect. It's his intellect. Here we go. Here we go. So hold on. Go back real quick. Let me end that one. Thank you so much. No one knows the thoughts of God. Only the Spirit of God knows that. Only the Spirit of God. This is why you need the Holy Ghost, so you'll know his thoughts. Not so you can run around speaking in tongues. That's one of the signs of the Holy Ghost. We're going to talk about speaking in tongues in a few minutes. But that's not the only reason why you need the Holy Ghost. Because most people who speak in tongues don't know what they're saying. Okay, we'll go to that in a minute. You need the Holy Ghost so you can have the mind and the mysteries and the intellect of God. Not just his word, but what he thinks when he says it. And so y'all know it could be two different things or it could be more added on to what he's already saying. Why not go deeper is what I'm saying. Here we go. But we received not... We receive not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is from God. Mm-hmm. That we might know. So spirit is like thoughts. Let's say it's thoughts. It's not just that. Let's say it's thoughts. We didn't receive the thoughts of the world, but the thoughts which is from God, that we might know the things that were freely given to us of God. So the spirit shows us what's freely given to us. The spirit shows us what we already have freely. He reveals to us you have healing already. I would like to know what I have access to in the spirit. Otherwise, I'm working too hard. If something is freely given to me and I'm working too hard. See, Jesus knew what he already had, which is why when the devil tried to make him work for it, he was like, it is written. Like, I'll give you these kingdoms if you bow. I already got this, homie. You feel me? Why will you make me work for something I already have? Some of you are working too hard for something that's already freely given to you. You need the Holy Ghost so I can know what's freely given to me. And then I won't fall to temptation. Freely given. All right, here we go. Here we go. Which things also we speak. Here we go. Not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Spirit teacheth, combining spiritual things with spiritual words. I'm gonna go back to that. Now the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, and he cannot know them because they are spiritually discerned. Ain't that so good? Let's try to break that down. So we receive the mind of God, the Spirit of God, not of the world. So we speak words that are spiritual and not natural. And the natural man cannot comprehend it because it's foolish to him. Things like, yeah, man, I believe that Mary got pregnant by the Holy Ghost without a man. I like how quiet it is because that means we all believe that in here. That's not weird to us. But try to say that to somebody. So a girl got pregnant without no man. It never happened before or after. But for some reason, we believe it. Because you got the Holy Ghost. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's impossible to receive spiritual things if you're not spiritual. Give yourself a little bit more credit. I know you're not on the level spiritually you want to be. I know you don't pray as much as you want to be. But you believe. And it takes the Spirit to believe spiritual things. Tell somebody, I must have the Spirit. Say it to somebody else, I must have the Spirit. It don't make sense to pay tithes. Uh-oh, never mind. I'm not preaching. Y'all do what you want. It don't make sense. The things of God, spiritually, it doesn't make sense to the natural man because they are foolish to him. But I function in a different realm. That's why my results are different. Everybody say that. I function in a different realm. Therefore, my results are different. I function in a different realm. Therefore, my results are different. We both might have bills, but I got peace and bills. My results are different. We might both be single, but I got joy without a man. Are my results, y'all quiet in here, my results are different because I function in a different realm. Here we go. So that's how we live. We just believe the word of God, period. We believe the word of God because we are spiritual. We just believe it. Have you ever been to Abuja? Has anyone in here ever been to Abuja? All right. Abuja is the capital of Nigeria. Oh. But I wanted to say it like that. Most of the time when I go to Africa, I visit Abuja. Impoverished city with beautiful people in there. Excellence is there and poverty is there. They walk miles to come to church. Not drive. I want y'all to see this. They walk miles. We went one time, and my wife could tell you, and it was like, I enjoyed the concert type trip. I was like, thank you. We walked 2 days. We walked 2 days to get here. That's wild to us. That's normal to them. That's regular. That's how you get there. And you complain about the car you got. Walk a mile in their shoes. You got something. They pray and worship and exhort and preach for hours at a time. Their services are at least 6 hours long. At least. They just pray, exhort, sing, preach, pray, exhort, sing, preach, pray, prophesy for 6 hours. We usually go sing in one of those hours. Like I got like 60 minutes to sing, and then they just keep all night. We be up at like 12 o'clock at night, 1, 2 in the morning. That's their culture. That's how they do. They have limited supply of clean water and food. Animals such as goats and cows and calves and oxen walk the streets freely as if they're citizens. Every so often, the power in the entire building will just shut down to reserve energy. So every night the power shuts down for like a half hour. Then it comes back on in the hotel everywhere to preserve energy. Some go completely without electricity and they gather bundles and they just sit around fires at night. So this is my experience in Abuja. Now you're listening to me right now. The fact that you're saying, wow, oh my God, that means you believe it, right? Y'all believe me. And you've never been to that realm. I mean, that country. You've never been there, but you take the word of the person that's been to that realm. I mean, country. Oh my God. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? So based on, are y'all understanding that? Well, Jesus came 40 and two generations and consistently explained a kingdom that he was from and how it works and the government of that kingdom and the society and the thoughts. I've never been there. I've never been to heaven. I've never been to the kingdom. But some reason, for some supernatural reason, I trust and believe his word. I believe that one shall chase 1,000. I believe that two shall put 10,000 to flight. I've never been there. I've never experienced it, but I believe it. Woo. Woo. It's kind of like this movie, Polar Express. All the kids could hear the bell. Everybody could hear the bell. One boy couldn't. It wasn't that it wasn't ringing. It was that he didn't believe. Y'all, I gotta get out of here. Everybody else in the church, I mean the crowd, heard the bells. Besides the little boy. Not because it wasn't real. Not because it wasn't ringing. But he didn't believe. He even put it up to his ear to try to shake it and hear it. But it's hard to believe what you're trying to understand. I'm going to say it slower. He told me this on the plane. It's hard to just believe what you're trying to understand. When I told y'all about Abuja, y'all wasn't trying to understand it. You just believed it. So why would I tell you about Jesus and the Holy Ghost? Why you got to try to understand everything? Just believe it. Go to the next one. It wasn't until the little boy believed. Y'all, I'm about to run around this place. When he believed, his ears opened. Not when he understood. When he believed, his ears opened. Not when he got it. When he believed. Some of us need to just let go our understanding and just believe. Somebody scream, I believe. Say it again. I believe. All right, I'm going to move this quickly. Howbeit, the spirit of truth shall come. He shall guide you into all truth. He's the spirit of truth. He'll guide you into what's true. He'll guide, for he shall not speak from himself, but what things soever he shall hear, these shall he speak. And he shall declare unto you things that are to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall take of mine and declare it to you. He's going to take what's of God and give it to you. He's going to seek the mind of God, and he's going to gather information from the mind of God, and he's going to share it with us. The next chapter, I'm moving quickly now because here we go. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another. I'm fooling myself. I'm sorry. Helper. The first thing in Genesis, the first thing God noticed that man needed was help. Woo! I know you love me. I know you desire to please me, but you need help. So he sent Eve. We got that. Now in the New Testament, he's sending the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is your help. Again, listen to that word, help. That means the Holy Ghost is not going to do it for you. The Holy Ghost is not a replacement. He's your helper. You have to tread upon serpents and scorpions. You have to make it through the storm. You have to make wise decisions. You got to be the head and not the tail. You got to choose to believe that I'm healed. You have to do it. But you have help. Aren't you glad you ain't got to do it on your own? Somebody scream, I have help. Hallelujah. Next scripture says, and in like manner, the spirit also helpeth, I love this, our infirmity. For we know not what to pray for as we ought to, but the spirit himself, make himself, you see that? Himself, maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Our infirmities. Do you know what infirmities are? Man, it's 12:30. Infirmities are weaknesses. weaknesses. He helps our weaknesses. Whatever area you're weak at, he helps bring it up. Whatever area you're too haughty at, he helps bring it down. Whatever crooked place is there, he helps make it straight. The Holy Ghost is the equalizer. I love that. He's the equalizer. If you're too haughty, he brings you down. If you're too low, he'll bring you up. If you're too crooked, he'll straighten you out. He's the equalizer. He's the balancer of your life. He's not going to let you have low self-esteem, but he ain't going to let you be conceited either. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? That's why you need the Holy Spirit. Here we go. Let's go to the next one. I got 5 minutes. I'm rushing. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? You believed and you're saved, and that's good. Have you received the Holy Ghost since then? There's another level, is what he's saying. There's another level. There's another realm. We know you're a believer. How many of y'all are saved in here? I'm saved. Saved. Let me see your hand. Don't be ashamed of this one. You got to. There you go. Hands up high. I am saved. He said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? There's another realm. There's another realm to go. There's still more. Why not access more? And Paul laid hands on them. The next scripture says, Paul laid hands on them, and they immediately began to speak in tongues as prophesied. Now, I want to talk about tongues really quick, and I'm going to let you go. Though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, but have not love for others, then I've become only a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal, just an annoying distraction. People that speak in tongues think they're more powerful than everybody in the building. But they don't. If you don't love the person you're hakamashaying over, you're an annoying distraction. God is saying, I'd rather you love than speak in tongues. See, the Holy Ghost is for those type of things, for loving somebody. It takes the Spirit to love, not just to speak in tongues. Demons do that. Devils speak in tongues. I said it a while ago. Do something the devil can't do. We shouting and running around the church. The demons do that. Do something a demon can't do. Forgive somebody. That's why I need the Holy Ghost. Forgive somebody. Love somebody. Be patient with somebody. That's why I need the Holy Ghost. It ain't about speaking in tongues only. For those, I'm going to just talk about it because we're running out of time now. For the one who speaks in unknown tongues does not speak to people but to God. For no one understands him or catches his meaning. But by the Spirit he speaks mysteries, secrets, truths, hidden things. One who speaks in tongues edifies himself, but one who prophesies edifies the church. So Paul is saying, I would rather you speak 5 words in a language everybody understands than to speak in tongues in public, because no one is edified but yourself. Or if you're going to speak in tongues, make sure you have an interpreter so everybody can understand what you're saying. Because not even you know what you're saying, but the Bible says you're speaking mysteries, though, and hidden secrets. So I want y'all to understand, a lot of people say you shouldn't speak in tongues in the mic. It's not demonic. It's not wrong. It's just that we don't understand. I do it in the mic because I'm like, whoa, I go. That's just what it is, period. And then we're being edified. So sometimes when I speak in tongues, after I do that, I speak the interpretation of what I said. So it's either the interpretation or the results of me connected with God on that level. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, oh my, babe, remember that night we, it's like that. Y'all don't know what we talking about. I just had a private moment with my wife and y'all just wait for me to come back. That's what it's like to speak in tongues. I'm communing and conversing with God about something real quick. Let me go ahead and get this download. Let me go ahead and get this information. Let me go ahead and get this revelation. Let me go ahead and get fortified and strengthened real quick. And then are y'all understanding what I'm saying? I want you to understand that. So now, Acts, this is where we at. Man, I got here too fast. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one place on one accord. If we can all be on one accord, if we can all have the same mind. See, Jesus spoke to them and said, wait for the comforter to come. Wait for the helper to come. So they were all in the upper room with the same expectation. The problem with church is we come with different expectations. Everybody has different expectations. There's nothing wrong with it, but it's a reason why the spirit doesn't flow all the time in the oneness, because everyone has a different expectation, and it's for ourselves. Are you understanding what I'm saying? First of all, understand they were in the upper room. They were in the upper room. That's significant because they weren't on the lower level, the nitpicking level, the lower level thinking, like the complaining level. Why ain't we wearing black today? Who was over the usher ministry? Who cares about that level? It's like the third level of Noah's Ark. The third level. Do y'all know about that? Okay, Noah's Ark had three levels. So the upper room is significant, like the third level of Noah's Ark. We got a different view. We have a different perspective. We're not on the lower level where all the mess is, where all the animals' mess and waste is. Some people are committed to the lower level where mess is at. Anytime people always come to you with mess and gossip and tea and all that stuff, you got to realize you're on a different level than them. Y'all are on the lower level where the waste is. Come up, come up, come up, come up, come up, come up, come up. In your thinking, come up. In your perspective, come up. And the Holy Ghost, the Bible says, suddenly. Somebody say suddenly.
Suddenly.
Somebody say suddenly.
Suddenly.
There came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. Woo! And it filled all the house where they were sitting. When I used to tarry back in the day. Y'all remember tarrying? Yeah, you clap your hand. Gigi. We didn't even say Jesus, just Gigi. I don't know who that is, but we really cried out to them all day. Gigi, 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 Gigi. Come on, call him, Gigi. And the person with I always had the person with the worst breath. They had that new bad breath that ain't come out yet. The new bad breath that ain't even come out yet. I was. I was like, what? And you just tarry. That's how you tarry. But to tarry means to wait. Could it be that they were just sitting there with the same mind quietly? Just think about it. Because the Bible says, suddenly there came a sound. And it filled the place where they were sitting, not praying. Uh-oh. I'm trying to tell you the power of unity and being on one accord. We ain't got to say nothing. If we're sitting here with the same mind, God can move like never before. Are you hearing me? So it's not about what we're saying or what we're doing. It's about what we're thinking. Because you can clap your hands like, I wish this could be over in 5 minutes. What are you thinking? The power is in the agreement. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Peter stepped out and said, we are not drunk as ye suppose. Everybody around the nations begin to hear the praises of God in their language. Different languages were spoken, not just heavenly language. When they spoke in tongues, different languages were spoken, and they heard the praises and the glory of God in their own native language. Like, what's going on over there? What's happening? See, the Holy Ghost unifies us. It brings us together. Because in Genesis 11, at the Tower of Babel, he changed our language and separated us. So now he's restoring the unity. So whenever you talk about the Holy Ghost, you're talking about the comforter, you're talking about the help, you're talking about the unifier, you're talking about the one that brings us together. So why the more saved somebody get, the more alienated they are from people? Why the deeper somebody get in God, the stranger they get to humans? That's not God. It should make me relate to you more. The Holy Ghost should give me wisdom on how to speak to you and to connect with you. They went out to the streets. The people they went to wasn't in the church, but they connected with them because of the Holy Ghost. If you got the Holy Ghost, you can connect with people who are not like you and tell them the praises of God. Hallelujah. Today is the day we commemorate this. This is the day that the whole church shifted. This is the day that we went to another realm as believers. Hallelujah. They were never the same since the Holy Ghost came. And today you will never stand to your feet. I feel something happening. You will never be the same after today. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? One of the signs is speaking in tongues. That's a sign. I'm going to say it again. The sign, one of the signs is speaking in tongues. But the fruit of the Spirit. Yes. It's the difference between signs and fruit. The signs is speaking in tongues. The fruit is love, joy. Come on, y'all. Peace. Uh-huh. Gentleness. Meekness. Temperance. Faith, long suffering. Yeah, we can't suffer 5 minutes. But the fruit of the Spirit, the results of the Holy Ghost, the reason why he's in my life is to have love, joy, peace, not just to lay hands or to escape troubles. Are you hearing me? So the real reason why I have the Holy Ghost is so that I can love somebody, so I can have peace in storm. And today, God is going to release his Holy Ghost on us right now. I feel the presence of the living God. He's going to release it right now. I need you to, we don't even need music. We don't have to conjure it up. They were sitting. They were sitting in one place with one accord. Do you believe that you can be filled right now with the Holy Ghost? See, I didn't say you don't have the Holy Spirit. It's the difference between having juice in your cup and then having your cup full. And then having your cup runneth over. I'm not saying you don't have the Spirit. You obviously, if you're here, you have a degree of the Spirit and the Holy Ghost. But today, God wants to fill you, hallelujah, with his Holy Ghost. Matter of fact, he wants it to overflow till what's inside comes outside. He said it earlier today. When it overflows, what's inside spills on the outside. Somebody say, fill me up.
Thanks for listening to today's message. We pray you were blessed by God's word. If you would like to partner with us so that we can continue sharing the gospel around the world, please visit livechurchorlando.com.